John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, John starts off talking about Jesus and calling him the Word. So, you could read that as, in the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. There are some who think that Jesus was a created being. He was not. He is not. He is eternal, just like God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. God the Son is also eternal. And he created all things. So he couldn't have created himself. That would be impossible. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And, you know, we know what he's talking about there, because if Christ had not done what he did, if he had not died on the cross for us, we would all be lost. At least those of us who reached the age of accountability where we understand right from wrong and we sinned. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. So we're talking now about John the Baptist. The same came as a witness to bear witness of the light, or Jesus, that through him all men might believe. He was not that light, or he was not the Christ, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light that gives light to every man who comes into the world. Again, if Christ hadn't died on the cross, we would all be in darkness, because as soon as we sinned, the first time we sinned, we would be separated from God, and then on Judgment Day, we would have to stand before God on Judgment Day and give an account for every single sin we'd ever committed our entire lives, and we would be found guilty. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. Doesn't that seem crazy? It's like, he created the world, and yet the world didn't even know him, didn't even recognize him as being the Christ. He came to his own, or the Jews, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, those who did believe and obey, regardless of whether they were Jew or Gentile, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe in his name. So he gave them the opportunity and the privilege to become children of God, in other words, Christians, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, it doesn't matter what our ethnicity is. If we believe and obey, we can become children of God. But only because God allows that. Nothing that man can do can save himself. And the Word of God was made flesh. We understand that Jesus left heaven and came into the world through the natural process of birth, even though, you know, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and not by a man and a woman. But he came through the natural way as far as being born into the world as a human being and dwelled among us. And we saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, of course, we didn't see his whole glory, that we would. We couldn't handle that. But we got to see a little bit. We got to see a little bit of the glory of the Father. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." In other words, even though technically I'm 6 months older than my cousin Jesus, he is before me because he's eternal. He has always been. And we have all received of his fullness and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law of Moses cannot save. It cannot save. But the law of Christ can. Let me just turn over real quick to 1 John 4:12. I have that as a reference. I don't remember what it says. 1 John 4:12. No man has seen God at any time. Okay. Which is the next verse. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. So, by seeing Jesus, now of course you and I haven't seen Jesus, but those who did get to witness it back here in the first century, they're not seeing all of God. Because again, if you see God while you're a human being, it's going to kill you. You just can't handle it. But we got to see a little bit of the glory of God and the nature of the Father through Jesus. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Now we know that he wasn't literally Elijah, but we do know that he was figuratively described as Elijah, if you look at Malachi 4:5. Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." And he's quoting from Isaiah 40, verse 3. In other words, I'm the one that was prophesied by Isaiah. And those who were sent, were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know." Of course, talking about Christ. "It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoe strap I am not worthy to untie." Again, even though I was born before him, it wasn't really, because he's eternal. And he's far superior, of course. These things were done in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This was John the Baptist's job. John the Baptist's job was to prepare the way for Christ, to help change the hearts and minds of the people, especially for the Jews, because this was going to be a huge change for them. A huge change, going from the law of Moses to the law of Christ. Nobody likes change, right? So this is going to be very difficult for the Jews, especially because Jesus is not going to fit their narrative. He's just a poor carpenter's son from Nazareth of Galilee. You couldn't get any lower than that. The next day, okay, so let's see. So I already read that. "And I did not know him, but I came baptizing with water so that he would be revealed to Israel." Now, when he says, "I did not know him," I think what this means is, I knew him. This was my cousin, Jesus. We grew up together. I did not realize until now that he was the Christ. And I think it's because John and Jesus grew up together as just your normal, average people. Until they both turned 30, which I think that's when they started. When they both turned 30, then they were considered full-grown adults, and this is your mission. Go do your mission. John, you go ahead of Christ and announce him to the world. Teach and preach and baptize. Prepare people's hearts and minds for the coming of Christ. And then Christ, you're going to come and you're going to be doing your teaching and preaching and miracles for 3.5 years before you are killed and buried and raised again the third day. These are your missions. Before that, They were just regular two guys. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit of the Holy Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. And I did not know him. In other words, he was my cousin, but I didn't know he was the Christ. But he who sent me, God, to baptize with water, the same said to me, on whom ye shall see the Holy Spirit descending and remaining on him, he is the same who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bore witness that this is the Son of God. At this point, John then knew, wow, my cousin is Christ. I had no idea. And you see where it also says he, Jesus, is the same one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the only administrator of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we know as we study more, especially when we get into Acts, we'll see that the only people that were ever baptized with the Holy Spirit were the apostles. And we'll get into that more later. Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. So here's John doing his job. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, What do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say being interpreted Master, where do you dwell? Where are you living? He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelled and stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Now, if the 10th hour is talking about Jewish time, that's probably like 4 p.m., which that would be my guess, because, you know, that's kind of later in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So Andrew was one of John's disciples before he became Jesus' apostle. He first found his own brother Simon, or Peter, and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Now, Messiah and Christ, one's in Hebrew, one's in Greek, basically means the anointed one. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, You are Simon the son of John. Ye shall be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Following day, Jesus wanted to go forth into Galilee and found Philip and said to him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. So I find it interesting. I'm guessing that a lot of these apostles ended up, they knew each other probably before they were apostles. We know from other accounts that Peter, James, and John were all fishing partners. You know, probably had some kind of fishing business together. I'm not sure if Andrew was involved in that, Peter's brother. And then here we see that Philip is from the same city as Andrew and Peter. So, you know, they may have all known each other. I don't know. Philip found Nathanael, who I believe is also called Bartholomew, and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We have found the man who is the fulfillment of all the prophecies from the Old Testament, the 300 plus prophecies of a Savior coming. This is him. Now, how did they know that? Well, Jesus was proving it. He was proving it with his teaching, his preaching, his miracles, his acts of supernatural abilities. And Nathanael said to him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Again, Jesus is not going to fit the narrative for a lot of these people. They're going to expect the Savior of the world to be some magnificent human being who comes from a line of royalty and is rich and powerful, not some poor carpenter's son from Nazareth. Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. So he's complimenting Philip. Because Philip was just being honest, like, wow, really? The Christ is coming out of Nazareth? There's nothing wrong with asking questions. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree. I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. I find it funny that Nathanael was so easily convinced just because Jesus had seen him afar off under a fig tree and knew who he was. That's all it took for Philip. I mean, for Nathanael. A lot of people wouldn't believe Christ, even if he stood before them and performed a supernatural miracle. Jesus answered and said to him, because I told you I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? I think Jesus was surprised too. Really? That's all it took? You shall see greater things than these. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You're going to see a lot greater things than this, Nathanael. And that is John chapter 1.